because you can handle the truth.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome, folks.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke.
Saw a hole in the ice or drill a hole in the ice right now to do any catfishing up here in North Dakota. But thank you for joining us here in the least visited state in America. I'm James Kelso, the host of your Trump Phenomenon show for December 2nd, 2018. And the show is live, and very much we welcome your participation. How can you do that? Call the Republic Broadcasting Network studios in their gleaming stainless steel and glass tower. I don't know how many stories it is. It's so tall, I haven't been able to count how many stories are in the RBN Tower and complex there in Round Rock, Texas. That's right, folks. You've sent in so much money that RBN has been able to build a gleaming stainless steel and glass tower. I'm just kidding. Get your checkbook out and get that money and credit card out and start contributing to RBN. Keep our Patriot Network going. And the, the need grows greater, not less, as we shall explore here in today's show. 2 hours together. I've got most of my voice, I think, pretty much. And so I think the sound quality from here should be okay. I lost a little bit of my voice. It was my fault. And, well, the story of the hour is the passing of George Herbert Walker Bush on Friday night, right about, after we ended our show Friday night. And, I'm like everybody else. I've been absorbing the nonstop coverage of his death that we have had all day Saturday and all day today, Sunday, and we'll have for the rest of the week. Thursday, he's finally laid to rest at the family plot in Texas. Is it Houston? At the family plot. And he'll be lying in state. Until Wednesday, probably in the Capitol Rotunda and then in the National Cathedral. That National Cathedral is something you want to visit. That to an amazing church there in Washington, D.C. I think it's an Episcopalian cathedral, formerly. And George Herbert Walker Bush was an Episcopalian. I was raised as an Episcopalian. And that brings up a small detail I noticed in thinking about George Herbert Walker Bush. I knew I was related to the Bushes, but I hadn't researched exactly how closely. It turns out let me see if I have the paperwork here. I am George Herbert Walker Bush's seventh cousin. And which I would need means I would be the eighth cousin to George Bush Jr. And it turns out very, very genetically, very much the same and very related to the Bushes. There at the website, there's a great website called FamousKin.com. famouskin.com, famouskin.com. It's a fun website. When you get into genetics, you want to go there and rely on and use that site, spelled just the way it sounds, famouskin.com. But when you look up George Herbert Walker Bush, you'll find that they list about 400 famous people to whom he is related. He's related to many more than that, but they name 400 of the famous people that Bush Sr. is related to. And so far, going down the list, I can't find one that I'm not also related to, and almost all of them via the exact same trees, the exact same genetic route. And the reason for all that commonality between the Bush tree and the Kelso tree is that we're both descended from Puritan Pilgrim ancestors who were at Plymouth back in the early 1600s. And that's a very small group of people. And if you're descended from that small group of people, they all married amongst each other in that small group. So they're all very related to each other. And it also turns out that those people who came to Plymouth were a very extraordinary group of people. The Pilgrims were not your average people, actually. They were extraordinary people, and their ancestors were equally extraordinary. So they're basically related to all the European, all the nobility, royalty, artists and inventors in the whole history of Europe. Anyway, so I'll give you just some examples from that. For example, you'll notice that George Herbert Walker Bush's father was Prescott Bush, who was a senator from Connecticut. The Bushes actually come from New England. That's their Puritan roots. They're not really from Texas. Bush Sr. set off on his own just to be himself, be his own man, and start fresh, I guess. He said he wanted to pioneer. He set off for Texas, not a Texan at all. His father, Prescott Bush, was a senator in Connecticut, which is a very Puritan, pilgrim-founded state. Right after they founded Massachusetts, they founded Rhode Island and Connecticut. But Prescott, where does that name come from, Prescott Bush? Well, his family gave it to him as a first name, but it's because they are descendants of the Dr. Samuel Prescott, who rode with Paul Revere on that midnight ride to warn Lexington and Concord that the Redcoats were coming. Revere made it from Boston to Lexington, where he was captured. My ancestor and Bush's ancestor, Dr. Samuel Prescott, continued the ride to his hometown of Concord, which is where the message really needed to get, because that's where the Patriot militia was, that came back down the road and defeated the British in their retreat back to Boston after they were victorious against the Patriots at Lexington. Anyway, Dr. Samuel Prescott accompanied Paul Revere on that midnight ride, and I am Prescott's first cousin, and Bush Sr. is a nephew. Prescott is his fourth great granduncle, so we're both related to him. And Samuel Prescott's younger brother, Abel Prescott, his brother, he took the message about the Redcoats coming south to Sudbury, another pilgrim town, where I've got a whole lot of detail here that's just kind of extraneous, but Sudbury was where the Sudbury Inn was, founded by the Howe family, who are ancestors of both the Bush and the Kelso families. The Howe family set up the oldest working inn in America, still is. It's a wonderful place to visit. And it was renamed by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. He wrote a poem called Tales from the Wayfarer Inn, which is that very inn that the Howe family, my family, built. And so Abel Prescott rode south to Sudbury, where that inn was. And just a funny thing that Longfellow, years later, several generations later, he wrote the poem The Tales from the Wayfarer Inn, which included The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere, that poem, which I should be able to, if I hadn't forgotten it, I should be able to recite it from memory from school, from those days when we actually memorized stuff and learned stuff. Anyway, I'll give you one more example of the overlap between the Bush family and the Kelso family. John Hancock, of Signature fame, he's a third cousin to Bush Sr., which would make him a fourth cousin to Bush Jr. He's a fifth cousin to me, by the same genetic blood route, same family line. I wanted to talk about the Bushes a little bit, and let's get back to the substance of the matter. Forget about my family tree. Here's my question, one of the questions I'll ask in today's show, and you can help me with an answer. Why is the national fake news media glowing in their love, their admiration, their appreciation of George Herbert Walker Bush? Beyond, you know, of course, there's the formalities of, you know, respect to someone who's just died. And, you know, we'll, you know, honor that here. But this is a love fest. This is goes way beyond that, what the national fake media is doing. They're weak in the knees in their love of Bush Sr. Now, they never were that way before. They were never that way when Bush Sr. was president. They weren't having a love in with him then. Why now? Well, there's a reason, folks. It's a real clear reason. And you're going to see this, I predict. You will see this play out all week. You will see that the national fake news media will be making this point. George Herbert Walker Bush was a great and tremendous and wonderful, loving, bipartisan man. In contrast, this is their point. This is part the reason for the love-in. In stark contrast to, now you need to, let's, you know, play the dark, evil music. Donald Trump. The evil Donald Trump, who, unlike Bush Sr., is not kind. He's not courteous. He's not self-effacing. You'll notice they're just emphasizing all of these traits that they're now in love with, which they never were before, Bush Sr., because their real purpose, these lying SOBs who constitute the fake news media, this entire week, everything they do, every single thing they do, every story they report, I don't care if it's a dogfight on the corner or a car accident on the freeway. Everything is presented in order to hurt Trump. Everything, every story. Every story has a moral. There's no straight news. There's no simple reporting. That doesn't exist. These guys are attack. Well, as Donald Trump describes them correctly, they are an extension of the Democratic National Committee. The national media in its entirety, with the few exceptions that we note here on this show, is a branch of the Democrat monstrosity, the Democrat power octopus. So that's what we'll be seeing. And they're going to use this death of the 90, how old is he, 95, 96, 94, born in Connecticut, with those among those Puritan ancestors, George Herbert Walker Bush. Now, here's another theme I want to talk about in today's show, and I hope you'll develop it. You callers, you might develop this theme. You might have thoughts on this. From our point of view as patriots, as nationalists, like our president, what differentiates Bush Sr., and the same can be said of Junior, but let's talk about Bush Sr. What differentiates Bush Sr., from our point of view, from Trump? What's the salient difference? Why are they able to love Bush Sr., but they cannot? They have Trump derangement syndrome. They lose sleep. They are salivating. They have rabies over the subject of Donald Trump. The reason is that word, nationalism. George Herbert Walker Bush was not a nationalist. Trump is. And that is the line that the Trump revolution has crossed. That is the forbidden thing that we must not touch, that forbidden place where we must not go, that subject of which we must not speak. The word, the very word, nationalism, is an evil word, and to utter it is an act of evil, unless to condemn it. I'm not exaggerating. I mean, it's been all over the news. I've watched left-wingers come unglued as in the middle, you know, in an interview saying you can't say nationalist. Don't say nationalist. Don't use that word. This word is vile. It's evil. It's Adolf Hitler. It's the Ku Klux Klan. It's horrible. Now, of course, Donald Trump is nothing to do with the Klan, nothing to do with Hitler, despises both. Has nothing to do with either. He is, in fact, a true blue, red-blooded American nationalist, as was every American president, every single one. Let me think about this. When was the first departure? Who was the first American president who was not actually a nationalist? It might be FDR. It's possible. I mean, maybe Woodrow Wilson. But Wilson had a lot of actually very good sentiments. So he's certainly not 100% not nationalist. Every single American president before FDR was a nationalist. A number of them, very, very proud, you know, very clear-cut nationalists. Calvin Coolidge, right before FDR, he was a nationalist. Herbert Hoover was a nationalist. Warren Gamaliel Harding, by the way, I'm related to all of those, and so are the Bushes. The Bushes are related to all those presidents. It's an interesting thing. Pretty much all the American presidents are related to each other, and they are all descended from the same genetic branches. So if you're related to any of them, you're related to almost or all of them. Anyway, Warren G. Harding, he was a nationalist. As I mentioned, Hoover and Coolidge, nationalists. Coolidge signed the Immigration Act of 1920, or Harding did, and Coolidge signed the Quota Act of 1924, both of them written by another cousin of mine. Hang on just a second. They were all nationalists. So this is what's great about the Trump phenomenon. This is the Trump lesson. This is the Trump moral. This is what Trump has done. He has said he gets it that demography is destiny. He gets it that our people are in peril. None of these other modern presidents got it. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, we're back, folks, and we're going to get into the subject we addressed today a little more deeply because we've got these 2 hours on our Sunday Spectacular here on the Trump phenomenon. let me tie a few threads together here, and let me check the call board to see if I have any calls right now. I do have Chris near Las Vegas. Hang on, Chris. We'll get to you shortly, and anybody else that wants to call in. By the way, Chris out there near Las Vegas is less than an hour away from FrontSight Firearms Institute, just to the west of Las Vegas on that highway that goes out to Death Valley. And I have in front of me, you just heard RBN founder John indicate reasons that you want to join FrontSight. You want to participate in this amazing offer from them, and take Mr. Stattmiller up on the offer. I have it in front of me now. I have it right here. I'll click it for you in the microphone. That's my Commander FrontSight member card. Lifetime member, James Kelso. Commander number, I won't give you my number. It's a seven-digit number. And this is my lifetime membership. It's a nice, solid plastic card. Isn't going to go anywhere. I don't know if I should carry it around in my wallet, actually. I probably should keep it at home in the safe. but I'm sure it's easily replaced by Front Sight. But this is a valuable thing, folks. It really is a lifetime membership. I took RBN up on the offer, and Dr. Piazza of Front Sight. It's real. Here's the reality of it. Listen to this. That's the card. Okay, it's a real thing. And when I drive out to Front Sight, my next stop in Las Vegas, I will be able to avail myself of all of their many, many hundreds of different services, courses, programs, absolutely for free. And everything for which there is any charge will be just a cost or reduced charge, for instance, for ammo, and many other things for free. It's the card, the membership, if you went out to buy it, cash money at the Front Sight website is $25,000. Here's your chance to get it for a lot less. Okay, that $500 one-time contribution to RBN. So go for it, folks. It's real, and you'll kick yourself if that offer goes away in such a way that it never can be come back. You'll kick yourself saying, why didn't I get in on that? And plus, you're not really, you're buying something in a way of incredible value, but you're doing it in exchange for supporting RBN, which is, even if you got nothing, you didn't get this card, you didn't get any lifetime membership in anything. Is it worth it to send $500 into RBN? You bet. And will you feel good about it? You bet. And will your descendants feel good about it that you did that? That grandma or grandpa sent in $500 to keep the Patriot Network alive? Yes. So, go for it with all the goodies you get. I said to John about this offer. One reason that some people might not jump on it is it seems too good to be true. It seems impossible. How can you get a $25,000? And by the way, it's $25,000 to buy it on the website, but it's worth a lot more than that. It's worth a lot more than that. It's a bargain at $25,000. So how can there be such a good deal in this world where we get gypped all the time? Well, there actually are once in a while. There it is. There's my card. Good deals in this world, and this is one of them. You want to get it. Speaking of lifetime memberships and how your grandchildren will remember you and other people's grandchildren, if you don't have any of your own right now, but we're all a big family. That's what that ancestry, the family tree thing that I go into all the time. We are an incredible big family. And I'm not bragging about being such a close relative of the Bushes, but you probably are too, if you have typical American ancestry. The point is, we're a family. And I'm also a cousin of Donald Trump. But what differentiates Trump from the Bushes and all of these other presidents, including even Ronald Reagan, is that Donald Trump gets it that demography is destiny. He gets it that if we are replaced as a people in our own nation and nations, plural, wherever we may be, from Austria to Australia to Argentina, it's over. It's curtains. You don't come back from that. Population replacement is one of those phenomena that goes in only one direction. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Thanks for tuning us in. And wait for the music to die down here a little bit. There it goes. I've got my lifetime membership and my commander membership back in my wallet. Make sure I don't lose that card. One of the themes of today's show is going to be mortality. It makes sense with the passing of George Herbert Walker Bush. And I will connect it with a theme that I've been talking about this week on the show, which I have summarized this way. The clock is ticking. The clock is ticking for all of us. But more specifically, the clock is ticking on what Donald John Trump called so accurately on June 16th, 2015, when he came down the escalator. This is your last chance, folks, he said to us. The last chance for what? It's not the last chance for a Republican Party of the George Herbert Walker Bush variety. That kind of a Republican Party could exist forever. It could exist if our entire population is replaced. Such a Republican Party doesn't need white Europeans to exist at all. There are such Republican parties in many non-white countries. Mexico today has, you know, they have two main parties that fight with each other, and they have their version of a Democrat and a Republican party. And the point I'm making here is this, is that the reason that Donald Trump is a mortal threat to everybody in the deep state and the fake news media is that he understands he is a different kind of Republican. He's a different kind of patriot. He is a nationalist. He believes in that family tree we just talked about. The Bushes don't believe in their own family tree. None of these neocon rhino Republicans, they don't believe in their ancestry. They don't believe in their roots. Trump does. And Trump wants to preserve them. He wants to make them great again, and he wants to put them first. And the clock is ticking. This window that he has opened up, this chance that he had the first 2 years, I'm not going to get all bummed out about this right now. We'll get bummed out later in the show. The first 2 years have been very, very great accomplishments by Trump, but much has been missed. Not the fault of Trump. Entirely the fault of the rhinos, of the Bush Republicans. Now, and by the way, let me say this. I've been, you know, one thing that kind of dawned on me as I watched stories about George Herbert Walker Bush's life, and I realized, you know, the difference between a nationalist and a rhino is not that the rhinos are nasty people, or that they're dishonest, or they lack character, or anything of that nature. They could be very nice people. And in the case of George Herbert Walker Bush, there are many touching stories from his life where he seems to have been genuinely a very nice man. And the people that grow teary-eyed on TV that you'll be watching all week, they mean it. When they choke up, even Democrats and liberals choke up talking about their personal experiences with George Herbert Walker Bush. There were many instances where he was a very good and nice man. One story in particular that recurs is the story of the death of his second child and Barbara Pierce Bush and Bush Sr.'s second child, Pauline. What a touching story. A beautiful little blonde-haired, curly-haired little girl who was just apparently just a beautiful, beautiful little child, born on December 20th, 1949. And when she was born, I was myself 1.5 years old. And I was in New England at the time, 1.5 years old. If you call Rochester's close to New England, we'd left New York City. And she died, but she died. She was just, you know, like this bright, perky child. Then she got tired and she was slowed down and something was wrong. They took her into the doctor. And the doctor said, your child has leukemia and expect her to, she's not going to live even 6 months. They had no cure or treatment for leukemia at the time. And she did die on October 11th, 1953, just short of her fourth birthday. What a touching story. And there are touching cartoons in the, you know, there's a cartoon that shows George Bush landing his, what is the designation of that plane? The TBM torpedo bomber that he flew off of the deck of the San Jacinto aircraft carrier. Very bravely, showing a lot of character. He flew that off of that deck. There's a cartoon shows that TBM landing in the clouds. And there's George Sr. holding hands with his little 3-year-old. And in the other hand, she's holding her mother who died, you know, something like 7 months ago or so. And then the caption is, Barbara and Pauline are saying to their to Daddy, "We waited for you." That's a very touching cartoon and story. And the things that he did in life that showed great character of this sort and that sort, they're real. He's not the devil. But here's the problem, folks. All those good character traits are not what we and our people needed as our leader, as our president. A nice guy? No, that's not what we need. Not a nice guy. Not a guy that loves his family and cares for his family and is nice to his friends. These are all good things. But to save our people, we need someone who doesn't have Bush's big, fat intellectual deficiency, which is he doesn't get it that we're a people and that preserving our very existence is that's the only thing that matters. Saving Kuwait from another Arab state, that is not our primary problem. Signing an amnesty for all the Mexicans who want to come to America and talk Spanish with your son, Jeb, or is it Neil? Which one speaks Spanish? Maybe both of them. That's not our primary. That's not what we need. And there was somebody that was William, I think it was William Bennett, who was a never Trumper. In the early primaries, William Bennett was a never Trumper. And he had been secretary of, was it education? And then he was the drug czar under Reagan and Bush Sr. And he's the one who said, when I found out that All Quiet on the Western Front was Trump's favorite book, I was impressed. He's come around. He is now a Trump supporter. And he was talking about that on TV today. And let me try to remember what he said. He made a comparison. He said, sometimes we need, there might be times where we need, and then he, I can't remember, spoil my own story here. But he said, somebody who's like a nice guy, like Bush, and then he gave an example from literature or the movies of a nice guy. Like, I don't know, I'll insert, Mr. Rogers. He said, sometimes we need a Mr. Rogers, but other times we need Dirty Harry. And that's exactly what America has needed for a long time, is Dirty Harry. Somebody who recognizes the truth and is willing to fight for that. So, of course, that's Donald Trump, in case you didn't get my story. Let's go to our callers, and then I'll develop this theme a little bit more. But I want to, the clock is ticking. Another week of the Trump presidency is going to be consumed by this apotheosis of George Herbert Walker Bush. It's not his fault. The liberal media will do that. They will eat up another week, and that'll take them another week closer to the turnover of power in the House to the demon rats. And folks, if you haven't watched as they appear across your TV screen, the new incoming chairmen and chairwomen of the House committees are frightening. Frightening. We're going to see great chairmen and chairmen leaving. The current Republican committee chairmen are great. And they're smart. And they have character. And they have some guts. The incoming Democrat crowd is socialist, communist, stupid, totally lacking character. As Jeanine Pirro so rightly dubs them, they are demon rats. Okay, let's go to our first caller here. I'm going to take Chris near Las Vegas. Chris, you're on the air. Come in, Chris. I think you're out there somewhere. Chris near Las Vegas. Maybe he got in his car and he went out to the front sight firing range. If Chris is not there, engineer, can we get Dr. Kelly? Okay, here. Okay.
Hi, hey, Dr. Kelly. Good afternoon, Kelso, and thank you for doing your show. And I just want to remind folks out there to support your body through this battle that we're in, and to take care of your adrenals with some Beeler's broth, and substitute the white potatoes with sweet potatoes or yams, and you'll be batting 1,000 again.
Well, okay, that sounds good. I just started taking CoQ10, and I just started eating glucosamine.
Well, the good thing is I'm telling you about foods that you can get those things from.
So that's the best way to go.
You can save money for spending on ammo and bullets and butter.
Yeah. No, of course, I'm with you. Nutritional, using food as your source of vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, folks, that's the way to go. And supplements are, definitely second place. But there are some great supplements you want to use. And the but anyway, go ahead, Dr. Kelly. Of course, we're now in the, I've called it the apotheosis of George Herbert Walker Bush. And, you know, I think you'll remember this the way, I mean, I think most of the people in the audience, doing a flashback back to the time and the life of Bush Sr., it takes us all back to that time when there was a certain kind of national Republican figure. That was the only kind we thought we'd ever get. It was the Nixon type, even the Goldwater type, the Reagan type, the Bush type, the Eisenhower type. It was a certain type of national Republican that particular brand of Republican never hit the bullseye. And what, you know, was so amazing about Donald Trump is that when he came down that escalator with Melania, June, I think it was 16 of 2015, he started talking about Mexican rapists. And that this is not what we needed. And America just lit up.
He hit the kingpin with that one.
Yeah, I mean, folks, if you've ever shot arrows into targets, there's a feeling when you hit the bullseye dead in the middle, and it's just a sound of, you know, foot, you know, wow. And that's what Donald Trump did. He pulled that longbow back, got that arc just right, and bingo, right in the bullseye, which that's an area, folks, where we patriots, we've grown so used to never seeing anything hit the bullseye, we gave up. But Trump has now hit the bullseye over and over again. I'll give you another example of hitting the bullseye. The correctly labeling the fake news as the enemy, not just the fake news. Donald Trump went beyond that. After he identified it correctly as the fake news, he then stated very clearly, repeatedly, emphatically, that they are the enemy of our people. Now, Chris Wallace, this worthless, sort of liberal in rhino clothing on Fox News, Chris Wallace was interviewing Corey Lewandowski, who has a great new book out that I think is called Trump's Enemies. I'm going to buy it as soon as I finish this show today. I may buy it in one of the breaks. But it's... He said, Wallace said, wait a minute, in your book here, Mr. Lewandowski, and remember, he was Donald Trump's first campaign manager. He was really good. He got fired for all the wrong reasons, as a number of Trump's best people have gotten fired for the wrong reasons. And I'll go into that in a moment. The enemy has managed to sow dissent, sow dissension, create confusion, and try to get Trump people fired, like Steve Bannon. They got Steve Bannon fired. And they're masters at doing this, at creating discord in the command headquarters of their opponent, their enemy, us. So the Chris Wallace said, wait a minute, Mr. Lewandowski. I understand what you're saying when you say fake news, but the enemy of our people, the enemy of the people, how can you say something like that? Are you saying that the media are more of an enemy than terrorists? And Lewandowski let him have it right in the snout. Yes, 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 they are. Many times more serious enemy. And again, this is hitting the bullseye right in the middle. The best we've ever had from our Patriot, what we had as a Patriot, guys like Ronald Reagan would they'd hit, 10 rings out from the bullseye. Now I hear the music. So hang on there, Dr. Kelly. We'll be right back.
Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Hey, we're back. We're back, folks. And here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I wonder if Dr. Kelly's on the phone with us. Dr. Kelly, are you there?
Yes, I am. And I hope comes back, and someone that's wealthy needs to sponsor a new button number one there at Republic. We've called in so many times, we've plumb wore it out.
Okay, yeah. The, I'm just getting things off my chest here, impressions I've got from this constant coverage of the death of Bush number one. And of course, there's nothing wrong with that. He was a president, very important in American history. It's not that often that American presidents die. It is a big deal. And it does cause people to reflect back and so on. No hard feelings at the dead here, at the senior Bush. Terrible president and catastrophic for our people, his presidency. And the main reason is that he didn't get it. He couldn't get that. It's not because he's a pervert or a Satanist or a devil worshiper. And let me say this about some of the mistakes that have been made on the far right, especially among white nationalists, is screaming doesn't make things more persuasive or more accurate. So in the case of George Herbert Walker Bush, you know, there's discussion. Well, he was a member of Skull and Bones, I think he was, which is a fraternal society at Yale, and then it goes downhill from there. That he's a member of an absolutely satanic cabal that does obscene rituals and human sacrifices, and he just goes, you just keep going. Well, that isn't hang on just a second to get to my point.
Okay.
That's not necessary. It's not accurate. It's not necessary. The truth is much better. The truth is so much better as an argument. It appears that this guy was actually a gutsy guy. He's actually a great dad and a great, husband. He was married for, I think, 73 years to Barbara. That's incredible. And the that is who the guy was. But he was a catastrophe as a president, not because he was, participated in satanic rites in the back of the White House, which he didn't do. It's because he was doing all the wrong things. He was like my own dad, who was also a pilot in World War II, in the Army Air Corps. I think Bush was in the Navy, flying off of the San Jacinto. He was flying the TBM Avenger, which is the heaviest single-engine plane that America ever put in the air in World War II. But that plane, he went in, think about this, and the rest of his life was based on behavior like this. He's a 20-year-old pilot, 20, and it takes about 2 years to learn to fly that plane. So he enlisted at 18 on his birthday. He's a family, son of a very rich family, doesn't need to do any of this stuff, certainly doesn't need to volunteer to be a pilot, which is almost a suicide mission in World War II. My dad talked about that. So many of his friends didn't make it through the war. And on either side, German, Japanese, or American, or British, the losses were unbelievably high, 50% and above in many units. So he's flying this plane. He has two crewmen with him, a navigator and a gunner in this Avenger. He's carrying a 2,000-pound payload, which could either be a torpedo or a single 2,000 bomb or four 500-pound bombs. The Japs hit the engine on his plane, which catches on fire. So now his plane is on fire as he flies into his target at Chichijima, a little island 150 miles north of Iwo Jima. He's in a formation of like four planes. His mission was to get that bomb, that 2,000-pound payload, onto a radio shack on this little island of Chichijima. So with his two buddies, he's only 20, folks. He's still got pimples, probably. With his two buddies behind him, instead of turning around when his engine catches on fire, when your engine's on fire, your plane's done. He drops an altitude, goes down into the target, drops his payload, and then starts to try to save himself